Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to wavewater411.com. HydroCare will eliminate limescale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to wavewater411.com. That's wavewater411.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Back for more Bucket Strategy Investing. We are here from Lucia Capital Group, Johnny Dean and the Professor, live once again today. Not live yesterday, but hey, short week, Tuesday already. Can you believe it? That's right. In fact, even January is going to be coming to a close before you know it. And then that's like 1/12th of the year or something like that. We're almost at 2020. Professor Plum, this is an odd thing to me. 2020.
Let's try to enjoy 2019 a little bit before you call it over already.
Well, I haven't quite called it over, but I'm telling you, the whole thing has flown by. The teens are gone. The early, the aughts, as they used to call them, are gone. The teens are basically gone, and we're heading into the 20s.
The roaring 20s?
I guess. I hope so. We'll see. I don't know what's going to happen, but in the meantime, you've got us, not just for the teens, not just for 19, but you got us for the rest of the next of the of this hour coming up. All right, so stuff to talk about. We do have some emails to get to and some phone calls. Oh, I had some numbers here that I wanted to get. Speaking of teens and 2018, brought this up toward the end of last hour, but let me just bring this up now. The S&P 500, now I didn't even look today. We were down.
It's
the Dow was down quite a bit. I haven't.
400 at its lows.
The Dow was?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. It recovered a little bit. I don't know where it's at.
It was like 250 or something. I didn't check the S&P, but I'm sure it's down. It's doing about the same thing, would be my guess. But the S&P was down as a total return.
That includes dividends.
Yes, it does. 9%, 9.0%. Total percent in December alone. That's the seventh worst monthly performance for the S&P 500 in the last 30 years.
In the month of December.
Yeah, seventh worst monthly performance.
Seventh worst December. December performance, yeah.
Seventh worst month of all months? Monthly performance, not
of
just
all
the seventh
months.
Worst December.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, 30, I mean, how many bad December? How many, I can't imagine there being, you know, too many others.
Yeah, I figured 7 out of 30, I mean, wouldn't have been too bad.
No, it wouldn't. But it's the 7th worst monthly performance in the last 30. So you had 360 months. This thing ranked 353. If you're going to rank the best at number one, so it's number 353. I'm not sure I want to know what the other... seven or whatever were like.
So it's one of the worst months we've ever experienced.
Yes. Now, according to BTN Research, in the 12 months following the six separate months that were worse than last December. All right, so let's back this up.
Like October of 87 or...
Right. There were six other months beyond this one, this past December, that were worse, okay?
That had bigger drops than 9-point-something percent.
Correct, right. They had worse than a 9.0 loss total return on the S&P 500. So if you look at the six separate months that were worse throughout the last 30 years, in the 12 months following, the S&P was up 5 out of 6 times and gained an average of 22.4% total return.
Wonder what that sixth one was.
It's got to be.
It's got to
be like 2000. Well, no, it couldn't be 2008 because it was down.
October was
the following
a really bad
12
month.
Months.
Yeah, you were looking at the 12 months.
So if you're looking at 2000, let's see, 7, October might have been down 2000. I'm thinking it had to be around 2007.
But that would not have been one of the worst Novembers in history.
Well, no,
that would have been one of the worst months in history.
So you would have had to go down in somewhere into 2008.
Yeah, yeah,
I don't know.
It must have been a bad one.
30 years. Well, it takes us back to what? 1989.
So we missed the 87 there.
We missed the 87. So, wow. What the heck were they? I don't know. I have to get our Cracker Jack staff on
probably
that.
Probably somewhere
see.
In 2000, mm-hmm. 2001.
Right. Now, this does not mean that the next 12 months
are going to be great.
Are going to be up with an average of 22.4% total return.
It didn't even say that that always happened in the history.
No.
It did happen quite often, but not always.
See, the weird thing is a lot of these months where you have like the worst in history or the worst in 30 years, a lot of them, I think, are where people start to just capitulate and they start really bailing out, which is the time that others who are, you know, maybe wiser start going in and things start to turn around over the following 12 months.
Yeah, we'll see.
That's my guess. I don't really know. Anyway, wow. Okay. 877 Planner. I have some other stuff on the stock market and all that stuff. We'll save it. I also want to get into some of these things on rollovers. We have a couple more issues on Roth versus traditional that we were talking about in the previous hour. But let's get back to the phone lines. 877 Planner. Mark is next in Union City, California. Hello, Mark.
Good morning. I got a question for you guys. I was talking to believe it or not, another financial planner, and she told me it's much more beneficial if I just get mutual funds versus ETF. And I'm doing this in my Roth IRA. So I want to ask you guys, is there a difference between the which one is more beneficial for me, mutual funds or ETFs?
Well, let me find out a little bit more about you. How big is your Roth IRA?
Well, not very big. Go ahead.
Are you contributing monthly to it or just lump sum once a year or so?
I guess since you're asking that means if I'm doing a lump sum, it doesn't matter either way. But if I'm doing it monthly, probably is better if I do a mutual fund. Is that where you're getting at?
Because the ETF typically has a transaction charge associated with it.
Right.
And so if I'm putting in $100 a month and it's a $5 charge, it's like a 5% hit every time I buy into it. I don't know what the charge is, but but if I'm buying assuming it's a no load, if I'm buying a mutual fund, I don't have that same issue. So there may be a cost efficiency that she's talking about. ETFs.
If I'm doing it, let's say through the tradition Vanguard or Fidelity, it doesn't matter.
Well, again, are you doing monthly? Are you doing small amounts? Are you doing big amounts? How much?
Well, I'll probably do it. I like to do it monthly. Spread it.
I like the systematic idea, but are you doing? You know, you can put $6,000 in. Are you doing $500 a month?
Yeah, something like that.
Are you doing more than one investment? Because if you're doing like a diversified portfolio of five different investments, then you're talking about five ticket charges on an ETF.
So, I see what you're saying. Okay.
So that would be one thing that I would look at. So smaller accounts, you know, and in Roth, I'm not that worried. Taxation of mutual funds can be somewhat cumbersome when you have larger amounts and you're getting into them at the end of the year. If you're buying them on a personal account, that's a Roth, so it doesn't cut it. But I would imagine she's talking about the fact that it might just be a little bit more expensive buying the ETFs with small dollar amounts and trying to get some diversification at the same time. Might be easier to do it with mutual funds at this point.
Oh, I see. Otherwise, okay.
I don't have a problem with either one of them. Yeah, I mean, the ETFs, you know, you've got the basic ones, the ones that mimic the S&P and things of that nature. But once you get outside of those, they haven't shown to be any better than mutual funds anyway, other than just buying a index. I haven't seen any of them, you know, of the other ones where you can, you know, if you're going to buy a sector, yeah, you know, maybe you can get a mutual fund that has a little bit better options than a sector ETF. But it's six of one, half dozen of the other. It's a personal opinion. But when you're talking about small dollar amounts and trying to diversify, if you're being charged a ticket charge on the transaction because it buys like a stock, not a mutual fund, it's an expense.
Oh, I see. Maybe that's what she meant. Okay, got it. All right. And what is your feeling about an equity portfolio if it's an active, diversified? Let's say, okay, for active diversified equity portfolio, let's say for $10,000, they're charging you $700 versus the passive one, they're charging you only $170. Which one would you go with? And the active one is performing like 0.9% better than the other one.
There's an argument to be made on both sides. So the $700, what's that, points? That's 7%? So you're getting a marginal efficiency in the way you just described it for using the active management versus the passive management.
Sure.
There are times when active management in certain areas outperforms passive management. There's times where it's tough to beat the index. But the other side of it is, even if you're a pure indexer, somebody's actively managing your allocation of large cap, small cap, mid cap, you know, value, growth. So there's active management going on even with indexing, unless you're buying just one index and you're just ignoring everything except for that one index. I think that you probably will want to have a little mix of both, just to, you know, kind of play your, you know, hedge your bets.
I see.
You know, there are reasons and times to buy both, and so I'm not going to say that one is better than the other. There are times that favor one or the other, but yeah, there can be with some mutual funds some marginal efficiency, and there's times where it's just tough to beat the index, and you know,
sure, sometimes it all just goes up, and you know.
And when the index goes really well, it's because the top 5, 10, 15 stocks are doing really, really well. When the index does really poorly, December of 2018, it's because the top 5, 6, 10 stocks stink to high heaven.
Right. Exactly. All right. So I got to take a break. If you have any other questions, Mark, hold on. Yeah, sometimes it's possible to just ride things up, but then you also have to, you know, take the other side of this and ride things down. So, all right. We're going to take a break. We'll take more of your phone calls. 877-PLANNER, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum here from Lucia Capital Group. More Bucket Strategy Investing coming right up.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A printer with more ink than you think.
The Epson EcoTank printer comes with up to 2 years of ink included, right in the box.
So you can print up to 2 years worth of reports and proposals. Just think about how much you'll save on ink.
And right now at Staples, save $100 on the Epson EcoTank 4750. Plus, when you trade in your old printer in store, you'll save an additional $50.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 1/26/19. See associate for details.
Want more business content? You need BizVod, the place for business videos on demand. With BizVod, you can watch the business videos you want to watch when you want to watch. Search for topics that interest you. Available on Roku and Web TV, and soon on Amazon Fire, Apple TV, iOS, and Android. With BizVod, you don't have to wait for business content. You are in control with hundreds of business shows and clips available on demand. Log on to BizVod today and use promo code RADIO for your first month free. That's right, for a limited time, your first month is free with no obligation. You can cancel anytime. Membership to BizVod is only $49.95 for the year. That's less than $5 a month. Again, the promo code for your first 30 days free is RADIO. BizVod, the place for business videos on demand. Log on to BizVod.com and join today.
Shaquille O'Neal here. If you battle back or hip pain or knee or shoulder pain, you don't have to tough it out. You can just turn it off with Smart Relief from Icy Hot. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that safely block pain at the nerve level. It's simple, easy to use, and it's been clinically tested to start providing immediate relief for hours, even after you turn it off. So if you're battling pain, let Icy Hot help you win that battle. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain.
Use only as directed.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142.
That's 800-670-2142.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Listen on the go. Download the Biz Talk Radio app. Available in iOS, Android, and BlackBerry. Biz Talk Radio.
Talk show hosts, an experienced investment team working with seasoned financial planning strategists behind the scenes every day. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. Here answering your money questions. Daniel, give us a call back. I know you had a question about Roth, and that's kind of the thing that we were talking about a little bit earlier. Just very quickly, you were talking about active versus passive management, and I think a lot of people aren't really... They aren't quite sure exactly what that means, but it's kind of a debate going on.
That's
and it
been
has been for a long
decades.
Time.
Ever since Vanguard was created, basically.
Back in whatever that was. Vanguard. You said Vanguard because Vanguard is more known as the, you
indexer.
Know. Yeah.
Passive management.
Forget it. Passive management kind of a thing.
So
let's explain what this means.
Passive management is where the investment is not overseen by a manager looking at the underlying individual securities. They are looking purely at an index like the S&P 500 or the Dow. Who's picking the S&P 500? Who's picking what goes into the S&P 500? A computer, basically. It looks at one thing, the size of the company. And they don't make any bones about it. They say, these are the 500, the S&P 500, biggest stocks in the U.S. And we're going to rank them by size, and we're going to weight them by size. So the biggest stock gets a bigger percentage weighting. And it's just a matter of how much does the share price go up or down. And that's the index. And so they're looking at one thing and one thing only. The 500 biggest stocks in the U.S. One factor. Whereas a manager, somebody who you've hired through an active management, and Vanguard has active management funds too, they're looking at, okay, we've got this universe of stocks. Maybe we're a large cap manager. The S&P 500 is a large cap index. So instead of having all 500 of those stocks with the same percentage allocation, let's go through this universe of maybe more than 500 large cap U.S. domestic stocks, and let's find the ones that we think are going to do the best. Now, sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. You know, if you look at the S&P 500, even on good years, not all of them are positive. There's 500 stocks. It's not possible for everything to be possible or positive. On the other side, if you take the stock that's the 500th on the list, it has a very, 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 very small allocation of the money being allocated to that. And even if it tripled in size, it's not going to make much more than a little pimple of a return on the overall return. Whereas a company like an Amazon or an Apple, when they do really well, they make a big impact. Or when they do very poorly, they have a big impact on that index. So if you have active management, the idea, the argument, the debate is that active management can somehow tell which companies may have an opportunity to do better or worse in the 1 to 3 to 5 year time horizon and either allocate more to that or away from that, actively, you know, participating in the decision-making process of when to, how much to, you know, put in or take out of a specific security. The index just looks at size for the most part. And which one works? Well, I mean, if you look at it, it's tough to beat the index for a lot of managers. But unfortunately, we have a lot of people comparing to the index that shouldn't be comparing to the index. If I'm a small cap manager, my charter says I'm going to invest in smaller type companies. They're more volatile and they act a little differently, so they're going to go up and down differently than the S&P 500. International, mid-cap, the S&P has both value and growth in it, but if you can separate those out at different times, in 2016, value did extremely well compared to growth. In 2017, growth did extremely well compared to value. If you could have somehow known that, it may be shifted one way or the other, but that's kind of why you have both. I don't have a problem having passive management and active management all in the same portfolio. But I also said something that a lot of people don't think about, maybe don't understand. If I have a diversified portfolio and I'm using indexing only.
In other words, it's like passive all the way.
I'm using index funds only. I'm using a small cap, large cap, international index, all these different indexes. Who's managing how much goes into each of those as a percentage? How much large cap percentage? 20%, 25%, 30%? And does it ever change? How much small cap? How much international? Emerging markets, frontier markets? How much of the different sectors that I'm of indexing that I'm using do I put together? So there's an active management component even from the indexing side, unless you choose one index, maybe the Russell 2000, and you just say, that's it, I'm done. I'm not going to use any other investment. I'm just going to let this one cover it all. That's a true passive investor. But anybody who's got an allocation of indexing and who from time to time will either rebalance or even mess with the allocation, that's an active component to an indexed portfolio.
You mean as the individual investor who's going in saying, I'm going to change my allocation around a little bit. I'm going to add another ETF to this.
I think international has been horrible, so I'm going to move away from international emerging markets. I think that China is going to be manipulating its markets, so they're going to go down. So I'm going to allocate away. I'm not going to use my China ETF. I'm going to use this ETF instead.
This is the individual investor doing this.
This is the individual investor or a manager that's using indexing.
Yeah.
So there, in many cases, it is a active component to an index strategy.
So what do you say to people that say, well, gee, passive beats active X percent of the time or whatever it was, so why would you ever consider having an actively managed portfolio?
For the reciprocal of X?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So if it beats it 60% of the time, I want it there for 40% of the time, and I'll have both.
So, yes.
I'd rather be 50% wrong or 50% right than 100% wrong.
And that's the whole point. And that's not brought up a whole lot.
I want both.
Because there seems to be some sort of thought that, I'm paying somebody. What is this costing me to do this?
Cheap doesn't mean better. It doesn't all. Just being the cheapest on the street doesn't mean it's the best thing on the street. I mean, that's looking at and that's where a lot of journalistic reports and everything.
Price
is the only thing that matters. But even studies by Vanguard.
Is Vanguard, the company that does this.
That basically created indexing. First off, a lot of their index funds, a lot of their active management funds beat their indexing funds. But Vanguard has put out a study a couple times over the years that said having an advisor adds value. Paying somebody adds value. There's a lot of intangibles, the tax management, the emotional management of what's going on, and the goal management of what's going on adds value to what a typical individual investor takes away from themselves, even though you can buy cheap, cheap, cheap. I mean, if that's the case, just if all you care about is cheap, 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 well, you're probably driving a Yugo. Well, they may make those. I know they don't make them anymore.
Nah,
I wonder if they're even legal anymore.
I couldn't tell you. I don't even know if they were strictly legal when they
they weren't that legal when they were driving in the 80s.
Maybe. I have no idea. But nobody knew because you really didn't drive them. You just kind of sat them off to the side of the road and waited for the tow truck. That's how you got places.
Did you ever sit in one? I never did.
A Yugo?
A Yugo.
Sure.
I never sat in one.
I sat in one that was about a year old. From somebody who said, you got to buy one of these. It was 1985 or 86. I said, you got to buy one of these.
They were like $4,000 or $3,000.
I remember it was 50, 5150 or so. It was some weird
5150
number.
5150 is the sign for a crazy person.
It is?
That's a police call, I think, for a crazy person or something like that.
No, I don't know. But it was something like that. It was some number that I recall, something like that. And they said, hey, you know what? And, this is the car of the future. Actually, as it turned out, it wasn't even the car of the present. It was the car of the past. And the past
it wasn't a good past.
Gone. Yeah. All right. Anyway, I don't know how we got to that, but all right. We'll talk more about this and anything else that's on your mind. 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group, coming back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 9 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the fifth year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield. Another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
I can't get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that?
I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site. No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way so you can feel empowered and then help others at home or in your office. Better yet, don't have time for tech support to come to you? Let us remote into your desktop or laptop, and one of our geeks will instantly walk you through. Call 1-800-584-9039, and we will help you instantly. We offer affordable prices on our remote services and IT support. You and those in your office will never have to wait hours to have your technical questions answered. Get your free computer diagnosis today with your very own geek. Call 1-800-584-9039. That's 1-800-584-9039. And get started now.
It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare water systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to wavewater411.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to wavewater411.com. That's wavewater411.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Listen on the go. Download the Biz Talk Radio app, available in iOS, Android, and BlackBerry. Biz Talk Radio.
Here you go. I was told that they played my song an hour ago.
I don't know if this is mine, but I could deal with it.
Well, you could deal with it, but sort of consolation for my team losing.
Oh, that's actually why he's played it for you. That's
actually
right.
Both teams I was cheering for lost. One I was really cheering for because I've been a fan since their first Super Bowl in the 60s. You know which team that is. the Saints, I just figured, you know, hey, I had to pick a team. I picked the Saints. Lost them both. So
it's your fault.
It must be my fault. All my college basketball teams lost over the weekend. Let's see, what else? Something else. What happened? I don't follow hockey, so fortunately I can't say that one of my hockey teams lost. Anyway, what are you going to do?
I went riding over the weekend and had one of the roughest riding trips I've ever had.
You're one of the rough riders, are you?
I went down more times on this ride than I've gone down in a long time.
And you're saying that that's just so much fun, isn't it?
This was not a fun one.
No.
I almost quit once, and my son was like, I've never seen you so upset at your riding.
Well, you know what? You're just getting too old for this kind of thing.
No,
maybe it's time to graduate.
Not getting too old.
Maybe it's time to graduate to, you know, just riding bicycles around the neighborhood, ringing the little bell.
I've done that, and I need to get back to that just to get back in shape better.
I suppose so. 877-PLANNER, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. Johnny Dean and Professor Rick Plum here from Lucia Capital Group. We were talking before about active versus passive management. I had a couple other questions, too. We had a couple folks on hold. I think they both dropped off at the same time. So I don't know if you want to give us a call back. One had a question with a Roth IRA for the wife.
A non-working spouse.
Yeah, another one had to do with Social Security. But since somebody called about that a little bit ago, let's talk about that. We were talking last hour about IRAs, Roth IRAs versus traditional IRAs, and Roth IRAs are generally funded, contribute to a Roth IRA by having earned income, whether it's W-2 type earned income, the normal type that most people have,
or some kind of
net Schedule C self-employment income, whatever's left over, you could put that money into, contribute to a Roth IRA. Currently, you can contribute up to $6,000 if you're under the age of 50, and for 2019. That is, of course, you can contribute up to $7,000.
Yeah, we got to be careful because at this point in the year, we can still contribute for 2018.
Right.
And the limit for that one is a little less.
Yes, yeah. So if you want to do that, you can still...
$6,500.
You have up until April 1st, I think.
April 15th.
That is the 15th?
Till the due day of your tax return.
What happens April 1st? There's something April 1st.
That's the
RMD.
That's the RMD.
That's right. You can take last year's RMD. Well, that's
If it's the first one, only the first one.
Only the first one from that, yeah. Now, you can also, even if you're 75 or 76, if you just retired and that's your first required minimum distribution.
From that company's retirement plan.
Right, because presumably you've been taking RMDs from other companies. All right.
But anyway, you can, you know, you have to have earned income to contribute to any kind of retirement plan.
Right. And so, but there are people who are married. There are people whose spouses maybe don't work, or at least they don't go out and they earn an income, a W-2 type or net Schedule C type income. That doesn't mean that they cannot contribute in some way to an IRA. There are ways to make a spousal contribution. We'll say a Roth, because this is what this person was asking about.
Well, you can contribute to an IRA if you file a joint tax return. Basically, with a joint tax return, you're kind of sharing the income between the two spouses in this respect. And as long as you have income that can support a IRA contribution, you can use that to support a spousal IRA contribution. Now, with a Roth, you have to worry about the upper, you know, income limits. With a traditional IRA, you still have upper limits as well. And they actually happen to be the same limit in this case for a non-working spouse. If you're making less than the limit, even maybe you can't put money into your traditional 401k because you have a 401k at work, but your spouse doesn't have an employer. And they don't have a 401k, a profit-sharing plan, pension plan at work. But you're under the $193,000 limit for 2019. you can do a deductible traditional IRA contribution for that non-working spouse. And, or combination of, you can do a non-deductible Roth contribution for that spouse. So it can work. That individual does not have to have earned income if they're married to somebody and they're a joint filer that has enough income to support the contribution on their behalf. And they just open one up in their name, put the money in.
Now, there's also on the traditional IRA side, there are rules. I'm trying to think. Do I really want to get into these?
But the participant rules?
Yes. If you are a participant in a 401k. See, here's the thing. Everybody, I guess, should have. The rules are designed so that everybody can have.
Everybody has a tax deductible option.
A tax deductible option, yes, from a retirement plan, whether it's one that you do through work, through your 401k or 403b or whatever it happens to be, or if you don't have access to that, or you don't contribute to that, a traditional type of IRA.
That's what always gets me when the news talks about 48% of Americans do not have access to a retirement plan, available to them. Well, that's not true.
You're saying because they don't have a 401k?
They don't have one available at work, but they have one available. They have up to $6,000 that they can put into a traditional IRA on a deductible basis. If they don't have one at work, they can put money away on a deductible basis through an IRA. And so, they got to spin it their way, though. But yeah, if you are a participant at work, and what does a participant mean? It means that either you or your employer put money in on your behalf to the retirement plan, any retirement plan. And unfortunately, it's any amount. If the employer puts in $10 to your account, you're a participant. And that could affect your ability to contribute to a deductible traditional IRA up to $5,500 for last year, $6,500 this year, plus $1,000 if you're 50 years of age or older. So a participant means that you are participating in a retirement plan. And again, it's not just you not putting money in. It's your employer not putting money in either.
Yeah.
And so whether it's a profit-sharing plan, a pension plan, defined benefit plan, even a 401k that you are no longer contributing to, but the company either matches or puts money in on your behalf, whether it's a matching or not, or when people leave, we've talked about vesting in the past. So I've put in money, the company puts in money on my behalf, but I leave, I can't take the company's money with me because I haven't vested in the company's contribution yet. Maybe they put $1,000 in for me, but I left and I didn't vest. I left within 2 years and I didn't get any vesting. So where does that $1,000 go? The company can't just take it back out. It's in the plan. So what happens? It gets spread around among all the other participants in the plan. So, if there's five other people and we're all the same dollar amount, same income levels, we each get 20%. Or with the remaining people, it's called forfeitures. I forfeited my vesting port, it goes into the rest of the account. Well, that can screw up, that could create a participation on my event.
Which you didn't even think you had.
And so that can mess up my ability to contribute to a deductible traditional IRA if I so chose to do so.
Yes. But the point here is that everybody has access in one form or another. Everybody with income. Let's put it this way. Not everybody. You do need to have income. Can you think of a situation where you, or at least let's say your spouse, because where a spouse doesn't have to have income to contribute?
Well, that participation rule can really screw you up. So let's say that I make $200,000+. I'm over the limit.
You can't contribute to a Roth. You can't deduct an IRA.
Well, but I'm not participating in the plan at work. And then the company puts in $50 on my behalf. Now I'm a participant at work. And I can't. If they hadn't put the 50 in, I could have put my $6,500 in, $7,000 in, and saved a couple $1,000 in taxes. But because they put $50 in, I'm now a participant and I can't do it.
Yeah, and I've had people ask, well, how could they just put it in? I mean, they're just.
You've got to figure out a way. You've got to say, I want to completely disassociate myself from this plan where you're not even accepting any money from them ever.
I would assume you have to sign off on that before a company does, or do you not have to?
Nowadays, pretty much, because a lot of them are automatic enrollment into participation.
Yeah.
When you start for a company, you're automatically enrolled. That's something they're pushing for more and more too.
You have to sign away and say that I do not want to be a participant in this. and you have to be an active currently. So if they put it in February, but you opt out later on, that just because they put the money in
if
that
they put
year,
it in for that tax year, you're toast.
Right. For that tax year.
It doesn't
year.
Happen all that often.
No.
And most people actually benefit a lot by participating in the 401ks versus their own IRAs.
Well, one of the things with the 401k is obviously you got a whole lot higher limits.
Significantly. I mean, what, for 24.5 for 2018 for a 50-year-old or older?
24,500.
Versus 6,500? Yeah, that's a much different, much better contribution limit.
What is that, 18,000 more? Did I do the math right? Well, it's
a lot more.
It's 7,000 now versus 25. So yeah, it's 18,000 more that you could potentially save in your plan if you can indeed max it out.
And then you could, if you don't have any IRAs, you could do the backdoor Roth and still get the 6,500, 7,000, depending on the year, into a Roth.
Oh, that's the other thing. Oh, yes. As a matter of fact, that is the other thing that we didn't get to. When talking about Roths and all that stuff, we have done the backdoor Roth. Maybe we'll talk about that tomorrow. But good stuff. This is all part of planning. It's all technique, and we're here to help you out. All right. If you're on hold before and you want to give us a call back, we only got a few minutes left. And take a break and come back with more. 877-PLANNER. That's our number here in the studio. 877-PLANNER. Answering your money questions. Tell you what's happening on this program tomorrow. Some trivia as well when we come back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Your promotion to CIO, Chief Ink Officer.
Because right now at Staples, you get 25% back in rewards when you spend $75 on ink or $200 on toner.
With savings that big, you'll be the director of deals, the president of printing.
Get 25% back in rewards on ink or toner now at Staples.
Where there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 1/26/19. Restrictions apply. See store or staples.com/25back for details.
Americans are going crazy for a new Italian diet pill that burns 3 times more fat than dieting alone. And the next 100 callers get 3 bottles for free. Sold under the brand name Invigorate 3X, this powerful pill triggers metabolic acceleration, a process that's deficient to most Americans, making weight loss a hassle. But a new study shows 30 pounds gone in 90 days with just 2 capsules a day. Julie B. of Nashville says, "I was skeptical, but when I saw a famous doctor made it, I decided to try it. I was shocked. I lost 16 pounds in 6 weeks. For a limited time, our listeners get 3 free bottles with a qualifying order. Call 1-800-932-1789 now to get started. Call in the next 10 minutes and also get a free bottle of the doctor's Ultra Detox. And don't forget your free 14-day diet fix. No obligation and 100% free when you call right now. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
If you suffer from heartburn or other digestive-related disorders, then there is a new, safe, better, and natural alternative to better digestive wellness and heartburn relief. Praxid not only provides relief of heartburn, but Praxid takes a 360-degree approach to support better digestion, protect you from harmful bacteria, and also balance your stomach to improve digestive functions.
We like to think of it as the multivitamin of digestive health.
It's the only product to combine all natural ingredients known for the digestive health properties into a single patented product. Praxid also comes in easy-to-carry packs. Praxid relieves, restores, and maintains a healthy digestive system. Praxid is available here for only $39.95. Shipping and handling is free, and your money back is guaranteed.
To take advantage of this special radio offer, call now. 1-800-829-5685. That's 1-800-829-5685. 1-800-829-5685.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to wavewater411.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to WaveWater411.com. That's WaveWater411.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Listen on the go. Download the Biz Talk Radio app. Available in iOS, Android, and BlackBerry. Biz Talk Radio. Integrating investment options into the foundation of a strategy that's customized for you. Helping you manage your wealth and plan for the future. That's what we do on Bucket Strategy Investing.
Every day here on the program, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. Again, our phone number, if you're so inclined to call, we might have about 6 or 7 minutes for you to do so before the top of the hour. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. We're about planning on this show, and this is what we do. 877-752-6637. We'll get to an email here in just a moment. If you want to email the show, go to our website, Wealth, W-E-A-L-T-H, WealthEd.com, as in Wealth Education. You can find a lot of videos out there. Got a whole bunch of videos archived on YouTube, too, by the way. You can check out Wealth Ed on YouTube and find some of these videos that we've been sending out. I know a lot of people have signed up for our emails that we get every week, videos from Ray Lucia Jr. on Lucia Capital Group Weekly. So if you're not part of that, you can just shoot us an email and say, hey, add me to the list. Be happy to do that for you. Great topics, all kinds of things to talk about. It's an unending stream of content coming your way here. Okay, again, 877-PLANNER. Coming up on the show tomorrow, we've been talking today about traditional versus Roth IRAs, and we really didn't get into, as I said, the backdoor Roth option that you have with the IRA side of Roth versus traditional. We'll save that for another topic another day, but it is a strategy that many people may want to consider using. So anyway, that's coming up. Probably, well, we'll see if we can get to it next week. We are running short here. Coming up tomorrow, taxation of Social Security. Once again, surprise, surprise, Social Security benefits can, in many cases, be taxable. For some people, they're not taxable. They never have been, and they never will be. For other people, they've never been taxable, but hey, things change. You got a big required minimum distribution you got to take. You got a big capital gain. You sold a home, something. Messed up the old modified adjusted gross income. And you're going along and you're doing your taxes and all of a sudden, boom, there's something in there that says your Social Security has been subject to tax.
Ouch.
And you say, what? So you wait on hold with the IRS for like 2 hours around tax time and you say, what's going on? And they'll tell you Social Security is indeed taxable.
For some people.
Mm-hmm. And you say, but I've never paid, maybe I shouldn't tell you this, IRS, but I've never paid taxes on my Social Security once.
Well, welcome to the club.
Welcome to the party, pal. That's right. There are some, we can maybe talk about this tomorrow. There's some proposed changes, I guess, huh?
Yeah, they've been proposed for a while, but they didn't catch on very much because now the person that has been proposing them is taking over the chairman of a key committee that hears things like this. So the guess
you're
is
saying
that,
in Congress.
Yes. So the guess is, since he's the committee chair, these may actually be brought up.
Well, you never know. You never know. And we have a different Congress now, and, they may be a little bit more willing to do things like make changes to Social Security that don't actually hurt us. Some would be kind of nice, I think. especially as I approach retirement. You know, especially as I get to the point where someday...
You're going to raise the FICA? Fine, raise it on all youngers.
I don't care. That's fine. Do it. But not yet.
Yeah. Phase it in over the next 10 years.
10 years would be great if you could get away with it. I mean, if that's the only way that they're going to, you know, allow you more benefits or secure benefits, I mean, you know...
Well, it's not going to...
If they want to phase it in, I wouldn't squawk too much. I probably would.
Yeah, you would.
I'm not... taxes just... Anyway, so that'll be coming up tomorrow, taxation of Social Security and things that you got to do to plan for it. This also speaks to things like required minimum distributions and things like Roth conversions that we were talking about before. Roth conversions, getting money out of your taxable accounts, paying taxes on them now, perhaps before you start receiving your Social Security, can be a pretty good strategy. Because once you're required to take them out, as we've said many times with RMDs, you are required and you're going to take them out of the IRA world or 401k world, pre-tax world. And there's nothing you can do about it. And it's going to just create throw a lot of shrapnel around your tax return, potentially making your Social Security taxable. So anyway, it's always good to be prepared for that. All right, let's see. Treasury Department, man, they send us a lot of stuff, and they get on the show a lot. So here's the trivia for today. After 9 months of fiscal year 2018, so that ended June 30th, 2018, the good old U.S. of A. collected $1 of tax receipts for every $1.24 of outlays, creating a deficit at the end of 2018 of $607 billion. Or if you want to look at it the other way, it's creating a private sector surplus of $607 billion. Same thing. One's debt, one's a deficit, the other's a surplus.
Debit, credit?
We always look at it from the government side. You know what I mean?
Transaction. Money?
Yes. I mean, you know, if you look at it from the government side, yes, there's a deficit on their side, but it's also a surplus on the private sector side. And that's actually a good thing, I think. Not always. But most of the time, it can be a very good thing. It's stimulative. Okay, let's see. Let's go do a quick email here. We have a gifting question from Barry in Larchmont, Texas. My father wants to give my son and daughter some money for med school. You have it there?
Oh, there it is.
Yes, Barry in Larchmont, Texas. My father wants to give my son and daughter some money for med school. How much can he give without any tax implications? The money is coming from his IRA. He is 77 and he's taking required minimum distributions.
Well, what kind of tax implications are you going to be talking about? From an income tax situation, the answer would be none. Because any money he takes out of his IRA is going to be subject to income taxes. From a gift tax standpoint, and these are two completely separate tax systems. Income tax is one thing, and gift tax is another. Now, there is some coordination of some things in the very crazy part of it, but generally, they're separate. From a gift tax perspective, if he writes the check just to the medical school, he could write out, you know, if they're charging him $50,000 a quarter, boom, write the check for the expenses of medical school directly to the institution, and there's no gift tax limit in any way, shape, or form. If he just wants to hand them money, he can give them $15,000 each year. If he's married, $30,000. And over and above that, as long as he doesn't exceed $11 million in gifts during his lifetime, he doesn't have to write a check. And the person receiving the money doesn't have to worry about it. So there's no gift tax. Generally, there's no gift tax implication unless you are talking about serious money.
Multi-millions, tens of millions.
Basically better than $11 million per person during your lifetime. If you've been giving away a bunch of money and you're creeping up on that $11,400,000 limit this year, I can't remember exactly what
it is. Per individual, it's double that if you're married.
Yeah, per individual. Then you got to worry about it. But if you're nowhere near to having given away $11 million in your lifetime, forget about it.
That's it. Out of time. You need the brain trust off the air. At Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150. 800-644-1150. For Professor Plum, I'm Johnny Dean. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. The information presented in this material was gathered from sources believed to be reliable. However, its accuracy cannot be guaranteed. No client or prospective client should assume that the information contained herein or any component thereof serves as the receipt of or a substitute for personalized advice from Lucia Capital Group, its investment advisor representatives, affiliates, or any other investment professional. Rick Plum is a registered representative of and offers securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor and an affiliate of Lucia Securities LLC. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training. John Dean is an associated person of Lucia Securities LLC.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.